The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It's not the storms outside that destroy our marriage, it's the storms inside.
Next on Life Today, author and speaker Lisa Bevere will discuss what it means to live in love.
You know, the Bible says a wise woman builds her house, so what does a wise man do? He builds his woman. If couples will read this book and be honest with each other and honest with themselves, it'll transform their marriage.
Lisa, along with James and Betty, share the keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. Next.
For joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty, and this is James, and we have one of our good friends
Who?
With us, Lisa Bevere.
She's course. Written a book called Linus Arising, and I'm telling you, it's full of truth. Wake up and change your world. And that really is why we're here as believers. If you're a person of faith, you believe in God, the Creator, the one who gave you life and created each one of us in his image for eternal purpose and kingdom purpose, then we need to be making a difference in the world. And that means we pierce the darkness with the light of God's truth. We're glad Lisa Bevere is here. Would you join us welcoming Lisa Bevere to Life Today? Lisa, glad to see you.
It's so good to be here.
Glad you're here. I'm excited about your book being in the bookstores. We asked if you would be kind enough to talk about the book that is in the bookstores at the same time yours is, and I think that's wonderful. I wish I could get people reading more. This one is called Living in Love. Mm-hmm. Many of our viewers, for years, many of our friends, people close to us, including even staff, have said, I wish the two of you would write a book sharing your relationship and how it is that you all are really crazy about each other and you really enjoy life after being together 50 years, married now over 47. And Lisa, you said you'd like to come and talk about what you and John, your husband, have learned in a nearly 20-year relationship with us, so cut to the chase. Living in love, you know what we share about commitment and communication and the challenges that come, and then you've been around us. And let me just ask you what our viewers might want to know, knowing us personally, knowing us on the mission field and knowing us behind the scenes, are we just putting on a front for everybody and we just act like everything's all right, but it's really a total mess?
No, you're actually really nicer in real life than you are on television. But, you know, being alone with you guys was one of the most treasured things that John and I had. I can't even tell you how much of a gift it was when you and Betty took John and I away in a little retreat and just said, we just want to bless you. And really that blessing was just loving each other well in front of us and letting us open up our lives, because we were actually in the midst of a heated confrontation at that time. We had kind of polarized on an opinion on something, and me being Sicilian and John being Italian, there was no giving away on either way. And I remember you spent some time alone with John, and John tattled on me, and I actually didn't tattle to Betty. And then the four of us got together, and we were all in the car, and John was like, James, talk to John. I mean, James, talk to Lisa about what I talked to you about. And I remember you said something to John. You said, John, if my wife, Betty, was strong enough to stand up on an opinion on something, I would weigh it very heavily. And it shocked both of us. And we were like, okay. Because you know what? The two of you are better and stronger together than you are alone. And John and I didn't know how to really live our lives as allies back then. Or, you know, we would polarize instead of saying, hey, we're on the same team. And you guys modeling that and praying for us and then sharing how to resolve conflict with us was a major turning point for us.
It's a major part of the book. Conflict resolution, not insulation, where we find people just seek out comfort in their misery. And they find what I call very unhealthy counsel. Mm-hmm. And some of them go through it for years and they never resolve anything. We talked about the teamwork in the book. We talk about this. And you know, you've been able to see, like you said, what we're able to live out. But you also see what we share in the book. Do you think it'll be meaningful when someone reads from our journey actually what we have put in practice.
Well, I'm a little bitter that you didn't write it 10 years earlier. I don't know why this book took so long, because I've had really bad behavior not watching, you know, waiting for somebody to pour this. I absolutely think people will do it, because it's not theory to you guys. It's not something you've studied about. It's not something you experimented with other people's lives. It's something you've lived out in hard times, in private, in public, and that has weight to it. And you're not just grandparents, you know, you are really father and mother to almost our nation in so many ways. You come into so many people's worlds and you bring them life. And your words need to be heard. What you have to say, it's wisdom, and it's wisdom that you guys have paid a price to really practice. And I have to be honest with you, with so many leaders falling everywhere I go, when people know that we know and love you guys, and the first thing they ask me, they say, are they real? Do they really love each other the way they seem to love each other on TV? And when I tell them, yes, they do, it's like a sigh of relief, and they say, I always thought so. They want a mother and a father to be in love with each other, not just in love with ministry, but in love with each other, in love with God, in love with God's people, and in love with what he is doing on this earth. And you guys exemplify that so well. But the whole thing that seems to bring our gospel crashing down is our marriages falling apart, our children not loving God, that we are so judgmental and harsh with each other. You know, you didn't just pick on me or pick on John. You actually told both of us strengths and both of us our weaknesses. And you helped us merge how to be stronger in our strong areas and how to minimize our weakness. And if couples, will read this book and be honest with each other and honest with themselves, it'll transform their marriage.
Well, you know, Lisa, the title Living in Love does in no way mean that we had the perfect relationship, the perfect marriage. It simply means that through the challenges that we face as couples, because you got two different personalities,
right,
you know, that you're trying to mesh together. But just to know that while we're going on that journey that's got really, really bumpy and big potholes sometimes, so to speak, and knowing that we both had baggage that we brought into this marriage, but that we could still be in love and love one another through all the things that we had to work through. Mm-hmm. And I thought you said something really meaningful a while ago, that to realize that we're a team. We're not going to our own corners and coming out with the boxing gloves on and trying to fight our way to see who can prove that they're right and the other one's wrong. Mm-hmm. But we're one, and that's something we have to represent to our children, too, that they can see that Mom and Dad's love is there. Yeah. Even though you might have disagreements, but we would never disrespect one another. Yeah. But to be able to listen to the heart of one another makes a big difference.
Well, everything on TV models disrespect between husbands and wives. And you guys model respect. And I think that's what people love so much. I have never seen you be disrespectful with Betty, and I've never seen Betty be disrespectful with you, not in private, not in public. And that is something that I want to model in my own life, and I completely appreciate that with you guys. John was trying to find a way to get here in time so he could be on the program with me. And he was like, tell them I love them. Tell them I would be there if I could. But you know, that is really how we feel about you guys, that you guys have modeled something. And we understand you're not perfect, because you guys have been very self-revealing with your own struggles. But it's not how many times someone falls, it's how many times they get back up that shows how strong they are. And it says that the older women are to teach and train the younger women how to love. It doesn't say how to endure. It says how to love, and you guys have modeled how to love, and I love that.
And Lisa, God shows a man that never had a dad how to be mm-hmm. more like a man mm-hmm. ought to be, and I'm learning. Boy, I have to learn continually. I feel like I'm one of God's most needy pupils, but I'm an anxious pupil. I just want to keep learning. But the reason, Lisa, that Betty and I wrote this book was because we not only wanted to help you or John or be an encouragement to you because we love you, but we wanted to help every couple and every person we talk to. Because you see, our life could have been shattered. Our marriage could have been shattered. We are not the typical two to come together. And we didn't have the background that would lead to harmony in a relationship. It's a supernatural thing. But we put some principles in place and practiced them. It wasn't suggestions we took, and our book, Living in Love, is not a book full of suggestions. It's practical, appliable principles that you put them in place, and they have transforming effect. They create relationship, meaningful relationship. And our children, Lisa, this is the coolest thing, and I know you're seeing it with your sons, and I know you praise God. Our kids didn't have perfect parents, but somehow something happened in our relationship that caused them to look beyond us and see the perfect father, the perfect parent potential in God. Mm-hmm. And our children were changed. Now, this is our hope in the book, Living in Love. Our hope is that people will see some of these principles. They'll begin to put them in place. And by the way, our kids saw us at odds, and we do have very serious discussions. I mean, they get hot and loud. And sometimes if you'd have been there, we would try to, you know, keep that under control if you were there. But if you were there, if you were there, you would think, are they just really, 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 really ticked at each other? What you would see in the process, though, you would see this respect maintained. And even if we realize in our attempt to make our point, state our case, make ourselves heard, we want to be sure we're not hurting them. Mm-hmm. We're not stepping on the other person, mm-hmm. and that we're both pursuing a common goal. Does that make sense? Even in the tension that comes.
No, it makes magnificent sense. And I don't think that that's been transferred to this generation. And I think they really need to have that. You know, the Bible says a wise woman builds her house. So what does a wise man do? He builds his woman. And what I hear you saying is that you have let Betty, you know, have an environment where she can have a free voice. And, you know, and she has in turn built your life. And I think that every wise woman and every wise man would get this book and build their lives, build each other. And then when you're two that are one, then the enemy doesn't come in and steal and rob the way he does. It's not the storms outside that destroy our marriage. It's the storms inside that find us weak. And I just think that this is such a necessary tool. And I thank you guys for writing it. You know, John and I both are very passionate people, and we've had to learn to be able to communicate. And to be honest with you, a lot of that has been watching you guys, because we haven't ever seen a couple where both of them we're strong and yet uniquely different. John and I are very different. You and Betty are very different. And sometimes that causes that iron sharpening iron.
You know what? Listening to her talk and express herself, then she goes all over the country speaking. Now, that really was an intimidating thing to you, to watch pastors' wives or visible mm-hmm. people, because you didn't feel like you could do that. And you could have just been really beat down and feel like very insignificant. And I know you have great appreciation for mm-hmm. Lisa's gift, but that isn't what you're comfortable with, just going everywhere mm-hmm. and people invite you to speak and you just think, oh, I can't go, and you don't feel led to go. So you used to feel like maybe you weren't spiritual. Now, I tried to minister to you in regard to that. Is that an area where if you hadn't had help and communication, you could have just really felt almost worthless and useless and very totally ineffective?
It is so important that as a couple in our relationship that we're able to see the qualities that God has built into each one of us and help build on those qualities. And, you know, it's easy to find things that we may think they're at fault on. And that's another thing in this relationship. Forgiveness plays a big part. And not saying, well, you remember when you did this 10 years ago or you did that. Don't bring up the past. Yeah. Once it's been dealt with and forgiven, go for the forward position. Don't always be looking back. And that's the thing about it. We've been married a long time, but we haven't arrived. Every day, we have to get up determined that we're going to be one in Christ Jesus. And to us, that is where it has to start in our relationship with Him. And then as a couple, building on that foundation that God has laid before us.
You know, we close the book. One of the main points we make is about the awareness that there's an invisible world of influence in the spiritual realm mm-hmm. that will literally almost inspire you to see the other person as the accuser.
Yeah.
And no matter what they say, it never comes across as any meaningful correction or help, but it comes across as accusation. Don't you see the very real activity of really the powers of deception and darkness and defeat working on marriage mm-hmm. relationships effectively?
You know, it overwhelming numbers. I see people, they are saying things where I'm thinking, where are you thinking this from? But it is, they are processing everything through the mindset that their mate is an enemy, that their mate is an accuser, that somebody else outside of their marriage would be an ally. They have built a marriage and they tear it down. They give up too quickly. They're very self-centered. And, you know, those are all things that the enemy wants us to be. He wants us to be focused on ourselves. He wants us to say, what about mine? What about my needs? What about me, 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 me? Whereas love always says, what can I do to build you?
That's right.
And we have lost that interchange. I believe there's an all-out demonic attack on marriages, that they would be broken, that would get divorced, that they would constantly be at odds with each other. I believe it's a product of the fall, and I believe God redeemed us from that effect of the fall, and that God wants us to multiply. God knows if marriages are one, they multiply, not just with children, but they multiply life and they multiply love, and the enemy does not want that to happen.
Well, you know, we try to help you understand how the enemy will attack. And Lisa, thank you for, you know, the kind things you say. I want all of you to know what Betty shares. One of the reasons I'm excited about the book is a lot of you saying, I wish I could hear Betty more. Well, you hear her, because she's basically half of the book, just Betty sharing out of her heart. And I think it's awesome. And one of the most moving things is what Betty tells about her actually praying for me to find freedom. And when I found it, she wasn't happy with the way it found total expression. And then she realized that she had an unteachable spirit, mm-hmm. but there was something feeding that spirit. There was it was a tormentor. And she tells the account, and you hear her tell it, when she went alone mm-hmm. and what happened when she was in the room. And then what took place in her life that was so supernatural and phenomenal. And I want to tell you something. This impishness of the enemy in attacking and tormenting people is totally destroying marriages. Betty is open. I'm open about how lust could have destroyed my life. I mean, in a flash, yeah. how the enemy had what was like a claw in my brain. We are very open about what's going on. And I share how being desired is even more powerful than sexual appetites or attractions. Knowing that you have something that is attractive to people who have never seen that. And that's so typical. It destroys a lot of ministries and ministers when they never intended that to happen, either party, and they get caught up. We're very open in sharing. And Lisa, we feel like it's going to be helpful. And we want to say thanks to you and John for encouraging us mm-hmm. by letting us know we've been a blessing. Would you tell Lisa thanks for just coming in and encouraging all of our viewers to consider what we've shared? Because we want it to be a blessing. And let me remind you that in the bookstores, Lion is Arising, fantastic truth. And I want you to watch this, and I want to explain to you in a moment how you can make a difference in saving lives. And this is critically important. Watch closely.
Women walk up to 4 miles or more a day in search of water to sustain life. The tragedy is what they bring back to their families from these contaminated sources contains disease and death. Fatima has been collecting water from here since she was a young girl, and now she is raising another generation who is destined to do the same. When a mother has no choice but to collect water from an unsafe source, the consequences can be devastating for her children, leaving many mothers emotionally distraught.
I'm standing by the answer. I'm standing by the solution. A well, I can operate very easily with one hand. Any child can do it. You've got clean water coming here, and this is life. And so entire families and village communities come here to get their water. This is what love does. Love gives life.
Dumbo.
Boy, it blesses me to be able to see how simple it is. It's not only simple for a child or a mother to pump those wells, all of them mechanical. We've actually got some that are a little bit like a children's merry-go-round that we put around close to a school. They push the wheel, and they get excited about it, but they're pumping a lot of water when they do it. And they don't let them use those for playing. As a matter of fact, there are times when we go into an area where they've just had the water well maybe for 6 months or maybe a year, and they hear we're coming. And on those hot days, the missionaries let the children play in the water, but it's not something they do on a regular basis because it's their life. But they get excited, and they hear the people are coming that gave them the well. And of course, that's you. We're going in your behalf. The missionaries go in harmony with the heart of God, and they find the need. And then in harmony with the heart of God together, and it takes all of us together, we meet the need. See, you may be able to drill a well, but it's not likely. If you can, call us. 415 wells. Wow. Can you do that? Please, let us know. You say, well, what would you do if I did? We'd find 400 more places to drill, and then we'd ask everybody else to join. But right now, in light of your support, we've targeted 400 areas, 415 to be exact. Could you drill one of those wells, $4,800? Could you drill part of a well, $1,200 or $2,400, and pray the others join you? I don't know what level you can participate, but I'm asking you to help. Because those mothers and desperate people are looking for clean water. And many times you have a problem that we don't know how to deal with. We can only pray. God, give us an answer. Well, we've got the answer. We just need to provide the resources to go drill and give them the water. So would you dial that number, please? Would you take your bank card, just make the best gift you can, or if you write a check, call us and tell us what you're sending in. I don't know a better place to put a gift than one that just gives from now on, just keeps giving. Would you make that gift? Father, I pray everyone watching will simply do their part in your heart. Whatever it is, in Jesus' name. Keep in mind, $48. Because a lot of times people say, well, James, you ask for the big gifts. I can't, but hey, when you're saving lives and you save 3 people's lives or 10 people's lives, that's big. And $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. So could you make a $48 gift? Please do. Don't think that's not very much. It's those gifts added together. Those gifts that make the difference. We'd never be able to do it. Thank God for everybody who can drill a well. But the $48 and the $144 that gives 30 people water for life, all of those are equal in importance. Everybody's part is critically important. We're sending our book that we wrote on marriage, living in love, for any gift, along with Beth Moore's book, Praying God's Word. We got the beautiful leather journal like our daughter Robin gave me when I was fighting disease myself. Staph infection. It's just a treasure, and we literally thought you'd be blessed to have one, just to journal, just to write the impressions God puts on your heart, perhaps when you're praying His Word. Please make that call, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. But we're asking you to do your best, and we thank you for it.
Water. Without it, life as you know it cannot exist. But for millions of children and families, their only available water is filled with disease, and once ingested, can lead to death. But one new water well can turn the most barren desert into an oasis of life. With your donation today, Mission Water for Life can drill 415 water wells this year in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, uncontaminated water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any size, we'll send you Living in Love, James and Betty's new book that shares keys to an exciting and fulfilling marriage. You'll also receive Beth Moore's best-selling book, Praying God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to record and reflect on your own personal times with God. And finally, with your gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture representing God's fatherly love for us as His children. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So we can do a lot to help these people. That's the encouraging thing,
yes.
Is that it doesn't have to stay this way. I mean, this water obviously is not going to clean itself up, but we can find clean water. We can drill down deep enough with a drilling rig, and we can get that pure water and bring it up to these people. We're going to bring up new, pure water so that they can have a new life. I want to do that for them. These are precious people. I love these mamas. I love these children. They're so precious. And I want to see this change. I want to see them have clean water. Please go to the phones right now. Make that phone call and make a commitment to help us drill a well so that we can change the lives of people in this village and so many villages like this all around the world.
Touch their heart to help. In Jesus' name, thank you for doing that. I do want to remind you of Living in Love, also Lisa Bevere's book, Lioness Arising. What a blessing she is, and I appreciate her being our guest today and talking about the book Living in Love because of what our relationship has meant to her husband, John, to her and her family. You want to say thanks to Lisa Bevere for being with us? Thank you so much. I love you. Bless you. Bless John. Thank all of you for helping us share life every day. I do hope you will get living in love and live in love. It's God's will for all of us.
Connect with Life Today through your favorite social media sites. Just go to lifetoday.org and click Connect. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.